الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثم أما بعد، تكلمنا في اللقاء السابق عن السعادة بعد الزواج. Last time we have been talking about happiness after marriage. And this time, inshallah, we will talk about several advices that pleases your spouse. Advices, actions, sayings that will make your wife happy. Let me just recap on the things that we have said before. Number one, we said, be content with what you got. After you get married, be content with what you have. Your happiness depends on you after marriage. Renew your love with your wife. Know that your wife is not you. Do not conclude that it is over after every disagreement. Stay away from topics that provoke your wife. Do not reject every suggestion or opinion your wife may submit. Know that being in charge does not mean oppression or arrogance and more arrogance. Better know the nature of your wife. Remember her goodness so that you feel happy. Do not ever think that any other woman is better than your wife. And finally, do not search for hidden shortcomings that your wife may have. Brothers and sisters, I want you to keep in mind certain principles before we get in the topic. Number one, أعطي تأخذ. Give, then you receive. This is one of the nature's laws. If you give your wife happiness, she will give you happiness. Note rule number two, know that the one who benefits from that is you. Because if you succeed in making your wife happy, she will reciprocate and make you happy. Rule number three, know that a woman, naturally, she loves to give and she is willing to sacrifice for her husband because of love. Which means if your wife loves you, she's willing to give and she will sacrifice a lot more than a man may do if he loves his wife. Brothers and sisters, the way I see that relationship in marriage is like two bees, a male and a female, working together, building the nest. The harder they work, the tastier the honey. If you get a beehive and you put it in an orchard, flowers are there, everything is there, the honey is not that tasty. If you don't, then bees are going to travel a long distance, go to the mountains and look for flowers, so they're going to get honey from everywhere. And the honey will be much tastier. The same way, you and your wife, you are like a couple of bees. The harder you work to please one another, the happier and the tastier the relationship you will have at home. And if you have that happiness, then naturally stability in the house will evolve. And there is no doubt that this lies upon the two of you. The male and the female, the husband and the wife. Number one, there must be love in between. And when I say love, I don't mean their lust. I mean love where you have that feeling of responsibility, caring, compassion, and such. This is the love that we are talking about, where spiritually you find harmony. You find harmony between the husband and the wife, and at the same time, you have a feeling of compassion toward one another. That's number one. And this love, it must be followed by forgiveness between husband and wife. If every little problem you're going to dwell on it, you're not going to have happiness. So you have love and you have forgiveness. After forgiveness, you have to exchange good thinking about one another. No suspicion. Trust. If you have trust and no suspicion among one another, then you have something to build on. And then finally, helping one another, because if you want to have a happy home, helping one another is a must. And this help comes from two aspects. Financially, and everyone knows that, and then the other one, ethically. Which means every one of the household, referring to husband and wife, usually the problem evolves or starts simply because you have one of the spouses not appreciating what the other is doing. The husband may work 12 hours, not simply because he loves to work, because he wants to meet up with the need of the house. And the wife would tell him, this is your job, you're the man. I don't care if you work 12 or 16 hours or not come home, why don't you get another job? Or the husband, vice versa. The wife may have a problem in controlling the children, or taking care of the house, or she falls short of something. Then the husband says, you are the mother, you're the one who's supposed to do this, you're the one who's supposed to do that, you need to take care of this. No appreciation. You don't show the person that you are doing something worth mentioning, and that is horrible when it comes to relationship, and that's why you end up with divorce with most of that. يقول أحد العلماء, علماء الاجتماع, social scholar, he said that experience led me to know that the best way that you can prevent problems with the family is to kill the problem from the beginning. Because no fire can be hard to extinguish from a small cup of water if you catch it from the beginning. So usually you have little problems, you don't take care of it, it continues on building. You say something back to your wife. You got angry. She kept it. You went on and thinking that she forgot. She did not. Why? Because she did not say anything to you back. Relationship and life continued as is. So you figured, why should I apologize? Why should I mention something to her about it? It looks like a slip of a tongue and it's gone. The wife has it. You do it again. That's two. That's three. And then eventually it will burst, and that is how you end up with the problem. And this is vice versa. So most of the destruction in the families results simply because the person may have, especially the husband, may have a tongue that is like a sting of a scorpion or a snake. You know, it's painful words come out of that tongue every time that person uses it, or every time that there's an argument between him and his wife. Or the husband is taking advantage of being the one in charge, and he is like a dictator or a tyrant person with his wife. Or there is no sincerity between the husband and the wife. For not having sincerity, it makes you build on just such a small thing and make a case out of it. When you have sincerity, you're sincere to her, you want to take care of her. This sincerity starts from being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before anyone. So let us just look at some of the advices toward making your wife happy. Number one, لا تهن زوجتك. Do not insult your wife. And this insult, usually if it happens, it settles in the mind of your wife and it doesn't go away. And the worst kind of insults that a woman normally does not forget, to hit her. This is the worst kind of insult that is very hard for a woman to forget or forgive for, and if she did, it stays there as a wound. Second one, to cuss her personally. To just say any bad word to her. Third one, to curse or to cuss her parents. Anyway, the next one, and the worst one, is to accuse her with her eye. And unfortunately, many husbands do that indirectly. They say it, like for instance, a woman being dressed good, and then the husband would look at her and say, who you dressed up for? Now, he doesn't really mean it's about him. This is indirectly accusing his wife that she is dressed up, like if you're going out somewhere or something, that he is accusing her with her eye. She's looking out the window. Who are you looking at? You see, simple little things like that, this is accusation, whether you accept it or not. And this is extremely painful to a woman to take that and to swallow it. And this is not to say bad for her, but also she is your wife. If you are slandering or you are accusing your wife, this is very dangerous yourself, because anything touches your honor, it's bad for you. Number two, أحسن معاملتك لزوجتك. تحسن إليك. Treat her good, deal with her good, she will deal good with you. This is a law that everyone understands. Make her feel that you love her more than you love yourself. Make her feel that you are caring for making her happy and you care for her health. Eat this, don't eat that, this is not healthy, this is bad for you, this is good. All the time try to show her that you really care for her health. Don't talk about the stuff that makes bad, because regardless how good your intention is, yeah, you don't want me that because you don't want me to get fat. You think I'm fat? And then she will ask you 10 times. If you say no, you say she tells you you're lying. And if she says yes, you say how insistent. So either way, but like all the time, show her that you care for her health. And show her that you are sacrificing everything for her pleasure. I work extra hour, extra two, I work overtime, so I can buy you a gift, so I can get you this, so I can get you a new home, so I can buy you a new car. Make her feel that you are sacrificing a lot to please her, especially if she got sick. Show her that you care. Try to serve her. Try to bring her the medicine. Try to ask her to take her to the doctor. Try to make it easy on her. Any of those feelings, it is a dealing that will please your wife. Number three, تذكر أن زوجتك تحب أن تجلس لتتحدث معها في كل ما يخطر ببالها في الشغل. Know that your wife is just like you. She loves for you to sit with her and talk to her for anything that might happen. Don't come to your home frowning, too tired, walking in the house, take your shoes, throw them everywhere, and then just drop down on the couch, start work and this and that, as if your wife is reclining at home. If you think the work at home, I'll just give you a simple example. If your wife has to simply wipe the floor, mop the floor, something like that, this is a big chore. You do it one time, you see how, but you see the process. Sweeping first, if you have time and such, sweeping first, throwing water everywhere, sponge all vacuum with the vacuum cleaner with carpet. Just to remove everything off the floor is a task by itself if you have children. So your wife is doing a lot. And most of us put the responsibility on our wives for our children, to take our care of our children and teach them and see their homework and such. So you come home and you think that she has nothing to do at home, and as if you're the only one who need to be comforted, and she is not. So you need to take that into consideration and go home and don't be like a person who's so quiet. Don't say anything. Ask her, how was your day? How was the children? I bet you had a very hard time with them. Jazakallahu khairan, the house looks nice. You know, something like that, when you walk in there, this will definitely comfort her. Because we like to hear those things from her. When you come at home, a good wife would meet her husband, and she would tell him, how was your day? Allah yahdik al afiya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and give you health and such. It makes you, she makes you feel good, even though she's not really feeling that good at home. She needs someone to say the same thing to her, and that will definitely please her. Number four, لا تفرض على زوجك اهتماماتك الشخصية المتعلقة بثقافتك أو تخصصك. Don't try to impose your job on your wife. If you are an astronomer, for instance, don't expect your wife to love every day to go sit and look at the stars. If you are a computer engineer, don't think that your wife loves to just sit and watch you tick, 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 tick on the computer 24 hours. If you are in love with basketball and now you have the finals for some of you, don't think that your wife likes to watch that if you are watching it all the time. So all the time, try to understand that whoever you are, your wife might not be interested in that as much as you are, because that's not what she is and that's not her job. So consider that, because some of us will think automatically, if I love eggs, my love really loves eggs. So if you want to cook something and you want to treat her with something good, you go and you make, you fry some eggs. Why? Because you like eggs. To be honest with you, I really admire women when it comes to cooking. If I were to cook, even if I were to have a restaurant, I only cook the stuff that I like. But to see myself spending my time cooking something I personally don't like, it's very hard for me to swallow. And I don't know if I'm weird or someone like me. I enjoy doing the things that I like. They do things that they don't like. Simply because you like this carnivore, she is willing to go and cook two meals, one special for you and one for her and for the children, simply because she knows you like this and you don't like that. If I were to do that, I would cook one, the one I like, and I say, learn how to like it. But alhamdulillah, I'm not there, because if I am, the family is not going to be happy. And I'm sure that many of us men are similar to that. Number five, كن مستقيما في حياتك تكن هي كذلك. Be straight in your life. What I mean by straight, be upright. Be a person who always look in front of them. His vision does not roam everywhere. I've heard of women, that's what I mean. It is reported that عفو تعفو نساءك. Yani, be chaste yourself, your wives will be chaste, your daughters will be chaste, and the people, the women that you are dealing with will be chaste too. So don't expect your wife to look in front of her and not turn her head, and you have the freedom to look at everyone that you want. This is not fair, and at the same time it is haram, just like it is haram for her. Number six, إياك أن تثير غيرة زوجتك. Be extra careful not to make your wife jealous. This is, jealousy for women is a given thing. See, we think, men, that women are not jealous. Simply why? Because it is permitted for us, or permissible for us, to marry more than one. So we take it as for granted it should be normal. It should be no problem that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated that. So it's a given thing for women to accept. We're not talking about that. Even that, and it is allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have seen some examples from the companions and from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, with Khadija. She was jealous of Khadija radiallahu anha, she's not even alive. Then just simply by mentioning her, Aisha radiallahu anha got jealous from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the same way when one of the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cooked something for his guests, Aisha again got jealous simply because she cooks better than her. And she knocked the whole thing off in front of the guest. In front of the guest, she just kicked it away. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did nothing except smile, and he told the companions, your mother got jealous. And then he simply told her, plate for plate, food for food. You broke the plate for his other wife, replace it for her, and you lost the food, make some food like it. It's all. Case is all. This is what she did. He did not reprimand her, he did not say any bad thing, he did not even embarrass her. He smiled and told the companions like that. Because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knows that jealousy is there, regardless what you think. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his wives, when he asked her hand for marriage, she was very old, in her 80s. She told him, I have too many children. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your children are mine. She told him, I'm too old. Yet usually when people get married, they get married for a reason. This reason does not exist for a man. She's too old for that. He said, I'm an old man like you. She told him, I am extremely jealous. He said, I'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy on you and relieve you from that jealousy, to not make it that extreme. So the point here that I'm trying to pass is jealousy. Extremely jealous. And this is what women are. So be careful not to harass them. And how do you arouse your wife's jealousy? Number one, to tell her, I'm thinking about marrying you. So this is the key. Oh Allah, if you do this or that, I'm going to marry you. Every other threat, every other word to you, I'm thinking about another one. Even for your children, it is not advisable to say anything, even jokingly, in front of your children. Because your children always on the side of their mother. And they don't like to see their mother harmed or sad or crying or angry. This is normal for children. So this is number one. You keep mentioning Mary Mother. Also, and to that care, أَوْتَذْكُرْ زَوْجَكَ السَّابِقَ إِن كُنْتَ مُتَزَوْجَ مِنْكَ. If you were married before, you divorced or she died or something like that happened, then you mention your other wife in a way that you miss something from her, or she used to do something, and that thing that she used to do, your wife knows that you like it. Boy, this is going, and just like we mentioned, Aisha radiallahu anha, a prophet is the one who's talking about someone who's dead, and she did what she did. And you expect our wives to remain silent or to be quiet with something that happened, definitely not. كَذَلِكَ أَن تُبْدِي إِعْجَابَكَ إِمْرَأَ أُخْرَى مِنْ أَقَارِبِكَ. To show her that you admire one of the women from your relatives. You say, for instance, my brother's wife, wallahi, she cooks very good. This special meal that she does, it's awesome. What does that mean? I'm sure the same meal your wife cooked for you before. Then automatically you're saying, you did not like it. I mean, I know so many incidents from that. Sometimes we say it, we don't even pay attention to it. You just simply like the meal. You're not really trying to make your wife jealous.
You simply wanted to say the food was good. Even just simply saying the food was good, enough sometimes to make your wife angry. She would love it if you come back and say, nothing like it. Yeah, it's all right. Now she's going to start commending the food. No, boy, it was very nice. Actually, they did a good job. I said, yeah, but, you know, it's good. I'm used to your food. This is the best meal that I ever ate from your hands, not from them. She's going to swallow that and act like she didn't hear it, but it made an impression. It made an impression, and she will remember that for you and reward you for it. Number 7, لا تذكر زوجتك بعيوب صدرت منها في مواقف معينة وخاصة أمام الآخرين. Don't bring up topics or problems or certain defects that your wife may have in the front of others. Don't mention anything negative about her in any in the front of anybody. Sometimes we men tend to think that our mothers are so wonderful, or our sisters are so wonderful, we're like one family, all the secrets, there's no secret really from my mother. And then I would come and say something to my mother, jokingly, about my wife, which is negative about my wife, but I'm just really saying it to my mother, I'm not saying it to a stranger. Boy, they don't like it, because women understand each other, and they know more how to use those things against one another. Your mother is going to be affected and influenced by your comments, naturally. And your wife is going to understand how your mother is going to feel, so don't mention anything negative in front of others, especially your close relatives, because we tend to forget that. Number 8, عدل سلوكك من حين لآخر. فليس المطلوب أن تعدل سلوكها، يعني أن تعدل زوجتك سلوكها. It is not your wife who has to work on herself and better herself only. You need to change. There are many negative things. See, in general, women have more patience than men. So they can swallow a lot of our problems, but we cannot swallow their problems. Immediately, we get angry and we tell them what to do and what they did wrong and all that. For them, a husband may come home stinking. How often do you see a woman telling her husband, get away from me, you smell bad? And how often do you see a husband telling his wife, you smell like garlic, because she's cooking for you? Or change your clothes, or do this, or do that. Women are a lot more sensitive to those things, and yet insult them and say those things to them. We are less sensitive to those things and they never do that to us. So this is something that we need to work on. We need to change ourselves, and just when we think that your wife, there are divorce cases that I know of husbands want to divorce their wives simply because they smell like food. They go to sleep smell like food. How often do you hear, I haven't heard any problem with a woman coming to tell me that her husband smells like oil change, or he smells like a tire. They don't do that. Even though all of those things for people who work, they go home like that. And many men don't even have time to probably clean themselves and take care of themselves. And women don't complain as much. So make sure that you work on yourself just as much as you need her to work. And when you talk about them, weight, you know, don't mention anything about her weight. And if you were to care to bring that up, make sure you do it in a kind way, in a way that you care for her, rather for you, you need her to lose weight. Same thing, like if you were even jokingly doing that. Or she loves shopping too much. You're always going, you always do that, you spend my money, you don't take care of this. Doing it in a nice way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created women, they love shopping. They love to look good. They love money. They love spending. They don't care in general about men. They care about cash. That's their number one beloved thing here and even in general. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps telling about women, as we mentioned in talking about Jannah, you'll get a home made out of pearl, and you get gold, and the walls are silver, and it's all jewelry. It's all jewelry for women. And men are different. So to see a woman or to see your wife loving to go shopping, this is normal. Yeah, I understand that some go overboard, but in general, this is normal. If you want her to cut down on that, do it in a nice way and don't mention it this way. Also, number 9, اكتسب من صفات زوجتك الحبيب. يعني, many people, number 1, you find a wife, we said that you find a wife who is religious. That's number 1 choice. So why don't you learn and benefit from what she has? I know many people became more adherent to the religion simply because their wives are good. Their wives remind them. I have to tell you honestly, I get so busy sometimes, I don't even remember to call my relatives, my sisters, my brothers and all that. Hadn't it been my wife all the time telling me, do this, do that, wallahi, sometimes I even get angry because she keeps reminding me, okay, get away from me. I'm busy right now. Okay? But deep inside, without her reminding me, I guarantee you it will go months without me even remembering. But, now of course this is not good. I'm not doing so, but she is doing that, and that is something that we need to benefit from. If you see your wife having something you can benefit from, go ahead and get that from her and learn it, because many women have religion, many women have good manners, many women have better behavior, and sometimes more rational in certain situations. You may have a fight. You may have a disagreement over money, over something. You got very angry, disappointed, or depressed, or whatever, and you find your wife coming and relaxing you and telling you it's not the end of the world, money come and go, alhamdulillah, you are here, you are healthy. She will make you feel good. Look at the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the Hudaybiyah Treaty, when he commanded the companions radiallahu anhum to slaughter their head and to shave their heads so they can slaughter, because he could not make the Umrah. And no one did it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got angry and went inside. And he was fearing for them that a punishment is going to befall on them. Look what his wife did to him. She told him, O Prophet of Allah, why don't you go and shave your head first? When they see you, they will follow you. So he went outside, shaved his head, and the companions shaved their head and slaughtered him. Case over. A major problem. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was guided to it, to solve it by his wife. And he's a prophet. So she had a lot of rationale. She has an excellent advice at a time of anger when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not guided to solve that problem. And she helped him. So he benefited from her radiallahu anha. And we can do the same for our wives and benefit from them. إِلْزَمُ الْحُدُودُ وَلَا غَضَبْ فَالْغَضَبْ أَسَاسَ التَّغَاضِ. Ghadab, anger, is the essence of every evil. 3 times, do not get angry, do not get angry, do not get angry, the advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you talk about anger, when the person is angry, it's going to lead him to be unjust. An angry person cannot be just. An angry person cannot judge. A hungry person cannot judge. Why? Because it affects your judgment. So always be calm. If something happens that angers you, stop. Don't talk. Relax. Say, I want to be down with Shaitan Rajim, and wait. In most cases, the problem disappears. Because when you're angry, you're screaming, she's screaming, and guess what? You don't understand her, she doesn't understand you, and the problem gets higher and higher and louder, and it gets worse. So stay put and don't get angry, and know and remember, when you are angry, that you are dealing with your wife, you are dealing with your second half, you are dealing with someone you love, you are dealing with someone you care for, you're dealing with someone that you don't really want to abandon or leave. She's not a stranger. She is the closest person to you. She is your wife. If you put all of those things in your mind, you will not regret it. Most of the divorce cases that we tackle, it is because of anger. And most men, they come and tell you, oh, Sheikh, you know, I was angry. Well, of course you're going to be angry. You're not going to come and say, happy to your divorce. You know. You're going to get angry. Something is going to happen. So every person thinks when you are angry, that means divorce does not count. No. No one divorces when he is happy. There must be some anger. But we're talking about the anger that completely makes you lose your mind. That's the divorce that does not count. So usually people divorce at that time. And sometimes you divorce 3 times. Which means you cannot get your wife at all unless she marries another man, and that other man divorced her, and then you marry her. Usually, a decent man, if that really happened, he would not even get his wife. If he knows his wife married another man, the other man divorced her, you know, I mean, it's natural that real upright person would even become disgusted thinking about that. And that's why you need to put your mind and keep your mind there when you are angry, not to make any mistakes like that. People feel happy about that and they think, oh, you know, it's like a challenge. I'm the man, and they will go divorce, divorce, divorce. Or you are divorced 3 times. And then after that, all they can do is bite their finger, and they have lost probably a very loving, devoting wife, simply because they were happy. Number 11, we can do more, inshallah. إِمْنَحْ زَوْجَتَكَ الثِّقَى بِنَفْسِهَا. Give your wife some self-respect. Let her be confident with herself. Don't make her just going around herself having no idea who she is, what her purpose of existence is. Whatever you say goes, nothing except like she is a maid there, or she is just someone to serve. You don't give her any self-support, you don't make her confident of herself, and whatever suggestion that she has, or whatever thought that she has, oh, you don't make sense, I can't believe that you say such a thing, who thinks like that, this is a dumb opinion, or something like that, this makes your wife confused, trying to find her identity. Who am I? What am I here for? I don't care. I'm useless. This is something that will make your wife happy if you give her confidence in herself. She counts. Her opinion counts. You love to hear from her. You ask her opinion for every project that you wanted to involve yourself in. And that is something that pleases her and makes her happy. And finally, الثناء على الزوجة. Compliment your wife. If she does something good, compliment her. Let her know it's good. See, sometimes we tend to forget simply because your wife, she cooks good all the time. So you don't say thank you. Jazakallah, thank you. This food is good or something. You don't say that. Why? Because she's always good. She looks good all the time for you. She prepares herself. She dresses everything. You don't compliment. Why? Because it became customary to you to see her like that. Now God knows how much she goes through to maintain all of that. I mean, for someone to cook good all the time, or most of the time, to look good most of the time, to have a good decision most of the time, to take care of the children most of the time, to have a clean house most of the time, that takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of patience. And definitely, they like to hear compliments every now and then, not just, you know, like, not only I'll tell you what, how do you like it? Oh, mashallah, it's good. You will not say anything unless she asks you about it. If you go ahead and volunteer to do all of those compliments for her, I will guarantee you, you will establish some love in the house, and your wife will be happy with that. And this is, yeah, many times our wives, they go and they go through a lot of work, cutting coupons, for instance, or knowing which store has a double coupon or triple coupon or something. It doesn't hurt to tell your wife, mashallah, you saved me today $20 or $30. This really makes a difference. I'm going to do this for you. Give her a gift. Make her feel that. It's not like she sat all night. She could be reclining and she sat all night cutting coupons so she can save you some money. And at the end, she gets nothing. Or she may even come and tell you, guess what? What? I saved $50 today. And she wants to go through, I got the ticket and it was 100 some and everything. It's like, get away from me. I don't care about that. I'm busy. And you're only just working or reading a book. You say, what? And then you continue reading and she's so excited and talking to you about what she has done. I'm already angry talking about this person. Just to think about you doing something, coming to tell someone how happy about something, and that person is like careless about what you have done. This is like you coming from work, and you're having a good day. Guess what today? We sold $800. Normally you sell like $400 or $500. And then your wife will be like in the phone, what? I sold $800 today. Oh, okay, alhamdulillah. I what? And she continues her phone call and you'll be talking to her. It's like, I want to explain more. Now, women do a lot more. They like to explain a lot more than men do. So, if you are holding something, drop everything and listen to her. Give her 5 minutes and I guarantee you, this will ensure that she will be very happy. And cleanliness, the same way, all of those, and even, and I conclude with that, even in the bedroom, there are compliments that can be made in sexual relationship. Now, as Muslims, you know that you and your wife, and your wife alone, you don't look outside, you don't sit in the front of TVs, you don't sit in the front of computers, you don't have magazines. As a Muslim, all of those means are haram. So this is what you got, and you are what she got. Therefore, it requires what? It requires that you have to be inventive. A person has to do so many different things, have to think of so many things, have to try several things to continue the admiration and to continue the attraction, to keep and maintain the attraction for a long time to come. You gotta die. And probably the only one you have. So you cannot just live your life. If you keep eating or drinking same thing over and over, you get tired of it. So anything that comes or anything that is different, there should be some admiration, there should be some comments, there should be some positive reinforcement to make the person know that you are aware of that change and you appreciate that change and you like that change. Not everything you do is liked by your wife, and not everything she does is liked by you. But when you approve it and you mention something about it, it makes the other person know that you appreciate it, and it makes the person know that you liked it. So this can be continued or discontinued based on your comments. But if you don't say anything, you leave the person confused. Did he like this? Did he not like this? What does he think of it? Comments. So this is among the things. Inshallah, we will continue next time on number 13. Until next time, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We're talking about